This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura's coming on. I got a ton of clips I'm going to play while he's on with us and talk to him about it. You know, I don't apologize for having a little bit of fun last hour. I mean, I genuinely am so disgusted with the censorship and garbage we're seeing. Not because it's going to stop us. It's only going to give us the absolute platinum standard with everybody now. This is like absolute certification as being the real deal. Having them openly announce we're not real news and start shutting us off Google and, you know, all these other platforms, it's going to blow up in their face. But I do tell you really what I'm thinking, because it's about getting past convention, not letting them control us, getting outside our comfort zones, and just being real. And if anything I've done here has, you know, hurt people's feelings sometimes, I'm sorry. I'm just being real. It's how I really feel. It's what I really see. And we've got to break the trance. It upsets me to see this piece McGreen put together, this up on InfoWars.com, where the media has been caught covering up real racism and attacks on white people in rural communities and true bigoted behavior towards rural whites, who are just like the other rural folks, while sitting there and saying that white people are racist and there's an epidemic of white racism. So they'll have all these Funny or Die and other degenerate programs funded by the globalists, Saturday Night Live showing fake simulated white racism, whites burning crosses and things, but then not show you the real attacks. And it just shows how truly committed to deception they are. So let's roll McGreen's piece. Here it is.
Late night comedy on television. Chances are you've seen Donald Trump and his supporters portrayed as racist. Now, most of us know that that simply isn't true. Trump supporters come in all walks of life, and Donald Trump himself is not a racist. No, he is far from it. But the mainstream media and the Hollywood elite want you to live in the land of make-believe. And I put together a quick video compilation of the real-life racism that is rapidly spreading throughout the country right now, and I compare it to fictional, manufactured, and imaginary racism. Can you spot the difference? Let's take a look.
The media's been saying some pretty negative things about Donald Trump. But what are real Americans saying?
Why do I support Trump? Three words. Good at business.
Yeah, white guy.
True, he is a racist.
Fake.
But for some of us, just being
all a bunch of Hollywood dirtbags trying to turn us against each other.
I don't know what it is. I just like the guy.
Bunch of race-baiting trash. I think we're all dumb.
Just say that Trump is a racist, bigoted, sexist, totalitarian, and ignore all the bad parts in his platform.
I don't know, though. Eres tan malo.
You got, you know, the Mexican comedians that are famously financed by the White House.
Do they have any chance eating in the rice?
Yeah, sure.
Think so?
There's enough racists in this country for him to get elected.
Yeah, they're only white, aren't they? You anti-white racists.
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my stop.
Don't vote Trump.
Yeah, poor white people deserve
it. We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides.
There will be casualities.
There will be.
I don't want to hurt you, lady.
What was
your problem, you dumbass racist? Oh, look, Tom Hanks, other scumbag Hollywood guy with a pork chop mustache, afraid of a black guy. It's very offensive to me. My dad's brother was just like that. Son of a bitch.
How do you explain the millions and millions of people who do not watch this show, who actually like what they hear from Donald Trump,
crap,
aren't taking messages and orders from us and the media, but they listen to what he says for themselves and vote for him? How do you explain that?
Well, there are a lot of people who are racist.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, Hollywood's not racist at all. Hollywood's not elitist at all. You know, the foot of people with Mexican flags beating up a white lady, that's not racist.
And she said, do you hate Mexicans? And I was like, no. And she said, you support Trump, you hate Mexicans.
That's right, beat up the white girl. This is all tribalism.
I was going around consoling people. I said, guys,
look, warfare, folks. All the elite running it. We'll be right back to Jesse Ventura. We have a nice discussion about all the things going on in this country. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Take me through the century. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest for this hour. Got a lot to talk about. He's written a new book, Marijuana Manifesto. Boy, I tell you, big wins for decriminalization in the big election. Here's some of the other numbers that we need to repeat every day. Democrats lost 900-plus state legislature seats, 12 governors, 69 House seats, 13 Senate seats. That's some legacy. And Trump is now breaking with the old protocol, the media following him around. They're saying he's in disarray. No, he's not. He's not hiring any lobbyists so far, keeping his promise. You say what you want. Hillary Clinton looks like a reanimated corpse now when she finally emerged yesterday, threw a fit that night, attacked her staff, according to our CNN insiders, had to be restrained. Other inside baseball from Trump Tower, I can reveal to you exclusively, they've got Chelsea calling up certain Trump children, the one that's female, and saying, oh, please don't prosecute mommy. Well, that's not his job. It'll be the attorney general. Look at WikiLeaks. Nothing dirty, and they got into, by the way, the word is, folks got into Trump stuff. Nothing there. That's what Assange said. No ties to Russia. But with Hillary, massive ties. Give me a break, folks. What matters is you can't sell the country out to somebody. You can have ties to whoever. Speaking of that, Jesse Ventura is about to start his new show on RT. They go, oh, Trump went on RT. That's Russian propaganda. Oh, really? With Larry King, who's got better ratings now than CNN on there? It's Larry King. It's Jesse Ventura. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. I've been offered TV shows on basically everything now and refused it because they control you. The place I hear you're not controlled is RT. I didn't mean to start this as a jag into RT, and they're certainly not perfect, but I'm told by folks that are on it, you talk about whatever you want. The book is just came out, and it's Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto, New York Times bestselling author. I want to get into some of this as well. But before we do that, there is so much to cover. It's at GovJVentura there on the Twitter if you want to follow him there. I wanted to ask him just overall separate. He's known Trump, been friends with him. I know he was neutral somewhat during the campaign for, quote, third parties, and I get wanting to build third parties. But my view is this was a Tea Party libertarian insurrection into the Republican Party, and that's another way to bring down a party, and that's why all the big money, all the big corporate donors, all the big Republican elites were against Trump. For me, that is a major certification of his bona fides. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Does some things I don't like. We can go over that today. But Jesse Ventura, I mean, look at what Dave Chappelle said. When it's so fashionable to bash Trump, except in the voting booth. What do you make of Dave Chappelle's idea of let's give Donald Trump a chance?
Well, certainly you have to do that. You know, the problem is he's all over the board. You know, he says one thing one day and then says the opposite thing 2 weeks later sometimes. And that's what makes you not know where exactly is he. But certainly he deserves to step back. He's our new president. What I'm more concerned about, Alex, do you want the truth?
Sure.
And this has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican, but this is two times now in 16 years that the person that's gotten the most votes doesn't win.
Sure, Electoral College.
I don't like the Electoral College because how can this is twice now in 16 years where the person that got the most votes loses. No other election in America can you get the most votes and lose except that president. Now, so it doesn't matter that the Republicans have prevailed twice on that and the Democrats have failed twice on that. It's a corrupt system that has to be changed. Who's going to have the guts to do it?
Well, I mean, to be fair, if he would have won the popular and Hillary would have gotten the electoral, I would have been saying, damn this electoral thing. But, I mean, Hillary was so bad, it was a true case.
That is the point, Alex. You don't go by the law when it's convenient. And when the law is wrong, in the case of the Electoral College, it's wrong. Get rid of it.
Sure. To be clear, though, just to add that, I was being devil's advocate there. To be clear, I personally like the Electoral College because it doesn't let another state dominate it, and it keeps the electioneering in control in compartmentalized pieces and makes election fraud harder. Bev Harris, the top.
That's the biggest baloney. That, you know, okay, then why don't we do it that way for other elections?
Okay, well, I had Bev Harris.
How come president is the only election where the people don't pick them? See, that's the fix. The people don't pick the president. Delegates do.
We already tried with the superdelegates to block that.
1700, they had to go by horseback to Washington. Sure. Well, nobody's going on horseback anymore that I know of.
Sure. Let me just get this out, though. You know Bev Harris. She's very respected. They've even done a TV show about her. But the point is, HBO documentary, she's a liberal Democrat. She said clearly that Hillary probably stole five states that night, that there was massive fixing against Trump. So she's discovered the latest.
You know, Alex, I don't buy into that because I was a governor, and we did vast studies when I was a governor that showed voter fraud. If voter fraud happens, it will happen at the electronic voting machine.
I agree, election fraud.
Which need to be gotten rid of. Some things don't improve with time.
I agree.
And in Minnesota, we still fill in the dots so you can individually count every vote done. And so if there's fraud, it comes at the electronic voting machines. Like in Ohio in the Bush election, there's a great deal of question mark about all of that. why
sure. Bev Harris,
why their ballots got sent to Tennessee first.
Bev Harris proved that the 2000 election was clearly stolen. There was fraud in 2004 as well against the Democrats. I agreed to that. I was not a fan of Republicans or Democrats then. I've supported Trump because the elite were so against him, and I see that as a better shot of trying
and
to get
her. That's great. If he can, but here's my problem. Look at the people he's talking. Now, I hope the media is wrong again, because the people they're talking about putting in positions of power, that ain't draining the swamp. That's putting the pollution right back.
No, I knew this is where we'd agree today. If he puts John Bolton in, that is a very dangerous warmongering.
Not only that, Newt Gingrich, come on. I mean, this guy was in office 12 years before I ran.
Well, here's the argument, and I'm not. And all I care about is what Trump actually does, and that's where the rubber meets the road. I will
exactly.
go after him.
That's what I want to see. Now, transitioning to the marijuana issue, he's let it be known that he's going to leave that up to the states. Well, that's fine, because now 28-some states have legalized marijuana in some manner. More of them are going all the way.
And isn't that the constitutional position? Isn't that the constitutional position?
What's that?
He has the right position. It's constitutional.
Yeah, let the states handle it. No problem. I don't have a problem with that. Have you heard the latest in Colorado? 18,000 new jobs. So if Trump endorses marijuana, he'll have a good chance to be successful on bringing jobs back, because there's 18,000 alone in Colorado, and it's been a $2.4 billion boost to the Colorado economy.
Well, Governor, you know I've always been for decriminalization, and I've supported you and others doing that. I mean, I think, you know, some of this marijuana is so strong that I don't like regulation, but what are we going to do about it getting stronger and stronger?
Well, that's not a problem, Alex. It's no different than booze. You got Everclear alcohol. You got 151 rum. If you drink that stuff, it'll knock you into tomorrow. You know what the positive thing is about stronger marijuana? It's healthier. You smoke less.
I guess
you
that's true.
You can't overdose it, Alex. If you overdose marijuana, you'll go down in the...
No, I know. But the marijuana, I smoked some in...
Ever.
Sure.
Because no one has ever overdosed on marijuana. It's impossible.
No, I mean, you're certainly right. I mean, I was never a big marijuana guy, but the stuff I smoked in high school and college, you can smoke a whole joint and hardly get high. The stuff now, one hit, I can hardly get out of a chair.
Well, isn't that better?
I guess.
You don't have to smoke as much. You're not putting smoke into your lungs.
Now, Jesse, what would you know about smoking marijuana?
What do I grew up in the 60s.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
It's like I said, when Arizona voted it down, they were the only state where it lost. Arizona, my quote was, shame on you, Arizona. If Jimi Hendrix were alive today, he would not play Phoenix.
Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto. I can't wait to read it. It looks like a very interesting book. It has a lot of history in it as well. We're going to go to break soon, though. I want to get more back into politics here. What is your overall, talking to your wife at night, you know Trump, you've known him for 30 years. What does your gut tell you about what he'll really do in office?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I'm hoping that he makes good, smart decisions. I'm hoping that he brings in new, like he promised. I don't want this old, you know, people have such short memories. If they go back to the Republican rule, that was 2000 when we had the largest attack in U.S. history took place. We got involved in two wars that we're still fighting that are not winnable. And the economy was completely tanked. And people want to go back to that. I don't.
Well, time's going to tell.
I don't, Alex. I hope Donald brings in new people. I hope he does what he said, drains the swamp and starts. That's the mandate he got, was from the people to go in there and change Washington as we know it. And to do that, that don't mean Rudy Giuliani, Newt Gingrich, and this cast of characters.
I absolutely agree with you. The argument is that they know how the thing runs so that he'll be able to basically get what he wants as an executive, having them carry out his will. And so they're like the janitor that knows where everything is in the building.
I don't buy into that, having governed. I don't buy, you know, if you're bringing back the old guard, you know, then and now they're going to try to overturn Roe v. Wade. and send that back to the states, which appears like a fair thing to do until you realize that then poor women won't have access to that type of procedure because they won't be able to afford to go to
Sure, Jesse, you can't have marijuana sent back to the states. You can't have marijuana sent back to the states and stuff like that and then not have abortion sent back. I mean, that's where it's supposed to be.
Well, if you're going to be consistent that way, but again, like I said, for women in poor states, if they decide not to allow it, then they're going to be in a tough situation where rich women it won't be a problem for because they could go to whatever state they need to if they desire that to do that type of thing.
All I know.
Me on that. So it will discriminate against the poor. And truly on the marijuana issue, if you legalize it, that's one of the big sticking points why they won't, because poor people, and you wouldn't have to pay the government. You and I both know, Alex, that if the government could charge you for the air that you breathe and tax,
they would.
And the problem with marijuana is you could grow it in your backyard, therefore you wouldn't have to pay the government. Poor people could grow it and have access to it, and they likewise wouldn't have to pay the government or big pharma. And that's really the sticking point on why government puts up this resistance to the legalization of marijuana.
Well, the bigger point is
you'd have access to not have to pay them to get it.
Well, sure. Well, it does have hundreds of real medical uses. It is amazing.
Hundreds of them. Why I'm so passionate about it. It gave me my quality of life back. Someone close to me developed a seizure disorder, was put on four different pharmaceutical medicines. My life was gone. If you've ever taken care of seizures, you're helpless. It's terrifying. And when it happens to someone extremely close to you, it's even worse. And the person went on four different pharmaceutical medicines. None of them worked. They all had horrible side effects. Finally took the person to Colorado, got, quote, medical marijuana, three drops under the tongue, three times a day, which is now two pills a day in Minnesota. And the person hasn't had a seizure in over 2 years.
I know. It's probably the most amazing plant there is. In fact, I think hands down, it has the most.
High time that we start exploiting this plant positively instead of doing what the government. So as far as Donald goes on marijuana, Donald, clean house and allow it to be legalized. It's jobs, baby. You'll deliver on it then.
Well, the media is also saying he's gone back on his promise to deport all the Mexicans. What he said is, if you're a felon, you're illegal and we get you, we're going to deport you. If you're here illegal, we're going to make it easier for you to come in illegally and get rid of this permanent underclass. They then misrepresented that, as he said.
Well,
you know,
but there's a problem there, too. Who's going to catch these illegals? The local cops?
Well, they've already said they're not going to have a national deportation force. The point is you get pulled over.
If you're asking the local cops to do it, then you're going to have more crime.
No, but let me say this just real quick, because I've actually talked to local police and others. We've had them in studio. The issue is when the illegals are in this no man's land, they're allowed to drunk drive, they're allowed to commit crimes, it just festers, and then there's this excuse, if we arrest illegals, then they won't call the cops when they need help. And just all of that is bull. All he's saying is, if you are here, let's say a rapist or an armed robber or whatever, we're going to deport your ass right away, and we're not going to have open borders for anybody that wants to come in.
Well, you know, that's great, you know. You want to see my basic thing, Alex? How is he going to pay for all the things he's promised and continue these wars? If these wars, now here's a good thing. He's willing to talk to Putin and open up relationships to Russia. If he can do that, I will consider him a successful president.
I agree.
But here's the deal. He's made all these promises, fighting the wars. We're going to blow them off the face of the earth. Then on this side, we're going to build this wall to Mexico. We're going to do this. We're going to catch all these illegals in our country. Where the hell are we going to get the money to do all of this?
Well, Governor, you know how the economy works. If you cut taxes and actually keep spending the same, tax receipts go up. You just can't increase spending like Reagan and the Democrats did. And so, I mean, a wall.
Yeah, but you fail to realize that it's spending that keeps the economic engine running.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And the point is, where are you going to get all this money?
Because then it's not the government doing the spending, it's the private sector.
You have to not go to war then. Pull us out of the wars. Here's what Trump should do. Get us out of the wars. Bring everybody home. and then you'll have enough money to do everything he's talking about.
I know. Jesse, here's what's frustrating. I listen to you. I read the stuff you write. I agree with like 90% of it. And then I actually know what Trump's really saying, not just sound bites out of context. It's very close to what you're saying. He was in three different videos before the Iraq war, Fox and CNN, I've played them, saying this is a bad idea, we shouldn't do it, Saddam didn't attack us, blah, blah, blah. Three videos after, the media says, no, you were for that war. No, he was against it just like you were, and you got, you know, basically kicked off TV because of it. So the point is that he says we've got to take out ISIS, because our own government helped put it in charge with Saudi Arabia. But after that, he says, Russia's not expanding. Russia's not in our face. He wants to build up our actual defense forces that have been falling apart and stop all the offensive wars. He's very clear about that.
Good. He will get my support 100% if he does that.
But I agree with you. It's going to be hard because especially...
Well, and I want to see it happen, and that because something's got to pay for all this stuff that he's promised in the country.
Well, he says, you know, that billion-dollar fighter that's worthless, he's going to cancel that.
Well, but you know, the other problem is when he builds the wall, I'm going to protest it and go over the other way and stay in my home in Mexico.
No, I mean, I understand that.
No, you know, Ronald Reagan was the icon of the Republican Party. They all hold him up. And, you know, his famous quote, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. This is just me personally, Alex. I don't want to live in East Berlin.
Well, let's be clear. East Berlin was communist on one side and then Western Germany on the other. And they were shooting people trying to leave. And I agree with Ron Paul when he said 6 years ago, we don't want a wall because it'll be there to keep us from getting out of the country.
Yep.
The one area I disagree with Trump is I get the metaphoric wall. He means restore sovereignty. In the really bad areas, build a wall. Now it's a fence. The point is that obviously they build bigger ladders or dig under it. We all get that. Okay, so it's more, and he says he's really going to build it as some make-work thing. And I like how he gets past political correctness. I like how he wants to cut poor people's taxes to zero. I mean, I like stuff like that.
Well, like I said, I want to see how he's going to be able to do it and sustain these wars, because these wars have cost us over $1 trillion, and we have nothing to show.
Well, General Flynn wants to reorganize everything and cut the size, but have more effective military.
Why can't we bring back General Smedley Butler from the dead?
I hear that. I totally agree with you. War's a racket. Well, I look at all the hell Trump went through for saying there's no reason to be at war with Russia.
Oh, I agree with him 100%. I love the fact that he's willing to talk to Putin. I would rather be talking than aiming guns at each other. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. And you know what the good thing is about creating a relationship with Russia, Alex?
Well, they've got a gigantic border around the world, and they can do
no,
all
the... not just that, they're white.
That's racist. No, I know.
That's tongue-in-cheek, Alex. Laugh.
No, I understand. Well, I'm
making a joke, because why wouldn't we be their friends? They're white people.
No, I get it. White people are all racist and bad. Hey, have you not seen... Look, it's the left mainly pushing the whole race narrative. And Trump countered it and basically said, stop it. This is wrong. I mean, if you tune into liberal media, it is the most anti-white garbage with white people leading it. It's total divide and conquer.
Well, you know, it's yeah, you know, the country is divided now, and but it's happened before, and like I said, it's you know, it's going to always continue to be out there, and you know, he pulled off a major upset. No one ever thought that he could win, but he did.
I did,
and you know, but now he's got to govern, and let's see what happens. He's going to be the face of America now. And I certainly hope. See, here's the part I don't like about the election, Alex, and the whole thing leading to it. If you read 1930s Germany, it's almost the same.
And he's got blonde hair, so he's a white guy. Well, we're all screwed.
That, but, you know, in 30s Germany, they marginalized a group of people and blamed them for all their problems. They wanted to throw all immigrants out of the country.
Listen, so, Jesse, you know, Jesse, the difference here is, the difference
went on,
is...
What went on over
sure,
there in the 30s.
Sure.
The result, and remember, that guy got elected too, didn't he?
So you're saying Trump may be Hitler?
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, don't quote me like that. I'm just saying, having sat back as an independent and watched this year's elections, and the campaigns, they're the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, things are definitely very fascist in this country.
Not just for president.
Sure, we got to go to break. Let's come back and talk about that.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for a couple of weeks, and it's now back in stock, BrainForce Plus. It's the ultimate nootropic, unless you spent like $200, $300 and got something that was prescription. Some of the stuff in this is prescription in Europe. It's all very, very safe. It's high quality. It is just an incredible brain booster. It is night and day compared to energy drinks and things that, I mean, like three or four energy drinks would cost the same amount as a bottle of Brain Force. And now it's got more capsules, 20% more, a new, stronger formulation as well. Rainforest Plus, available at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have the red shirt that's about to sell out that says, Trump is my president, legalize freedom, InfoWars.com. Now, it's at cost. It's $9.95, shipping included. So when I say support the broadcast, be sure to check out the water filtration systems, the books, the films, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this independent media operation. I want to thank you all for your support. But I'll tell you this, Governor Ventura, let me go back to this Hitler thing and Trump. When you were talking during the break and clarifying, you're saying the whole atmosphere is very fascist. I very strongly agree with you on that, because mainstream media has escalated the rhetoric, calling people that are nationalists racist, saying if you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. People are sick of that, so they've upped their rhetoric right back. But the polls, I knew Trump folks, high level, they're pollsters. I knew other pollsters, and they said, yes, Trump's 10, 15 points ahead in these battleground states. After they lied and said she was winning, some people jumped the bandwagon and said, okay, I'm for Hillary. He was still winning 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points. In red states, he was like 20 points ahead. In some blue states, he was ahead. I knew he was going to win. I kept telling everyone, and sure enough, he did. And I talked to top pollster last week off record. He said, no, Alex, you're right. There was total collusion by the Republican and Democratic parties to basically work together with the pollsters to produce this fraud. So I think what Trump, whether he's good or bad, his maverick candidacy from the outside, whether he's taken over the corrupt system for himself or whether he's really trying to change it, even if he tries, who knows if he can, it is a repudiation of the whole MSM complex. And you're somebody that had a top show on MSNBC back when they had, you know, 5, 6, 10 million viewers per show. They fired Donahue. They fired you, golden handcuffs. You couldn't broadcast for years because you were anti-war. And then notice, you went from being popular because they had folks like you on to getting rid of their audience. They were competing against the Internet then. It isn't the Internet that killed MSNBC and CNN. It's the fact that they are such corporate shills. And instead of being repudiated, Governor Ventura, they only seem to be intensifying the level of nastiness.
That's to be, you know, expected, because they have advertisers and they have to carry the bucket for them, so you don't really have a free media at all. The thing that troubled me, Alex, about this election was the rhetoric on both sides. I traveled throughout the country doing my book tour, and I saw the identical same ads that were playing for Congress people in Minnesota, playing in all the other states, too. All they did was change the names. And when you saw the ads, you'd think the person belonged in jail. You know, you'd think that they should be on the 10 most wanted list.
Sure.
Go to.
Well, in the case of Hillary, I mean, doesn't Hillary?
Clinton waiting death. And I only say that because when I ran, I never ran one political ad where I tore apart my opponent. I tore apart the system. I talked about
the policies,
parties, but never once did I make it personal. And this election cycle was on both sides, all completely. It was so disgusting. I went and played golf with three professionals one day, and they all reiterated to me, they said, this election has made me embarrassed to be an American.
Okay, I agree with you in part, but let me put it to you this way. What do I do when MSNBC says, quote, Alex Jones doesn't like Obamacare because he's deeply racist? I call them scumbag, filthy liars, because they are. What do I do when they punch me in the nose politically? How do I mean, I understand. You're right.
You're not running for nothing, Alex. You can defend yourself all you want.
But I'm saying not just politically.
You know, I'm talking about this I'm not talking about attacks on you, Alex Jones. I don't like them. You know, you're doing.
No. I know you're not saying that. I'm saying.
To you.
No, I totally agree, Governor. What I'm saying is, look at how the media allowed things to be written about you that aren't true. What I'm saying is, it seems like the media has led the charge down the rat hole.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look at 34 of them came into my court case and got the verdict overturned, and they got unjust enrichment denied so that they can now profit from wrongdoing. I have no love for the media. I try to avoid every media that's part of my lawsuit. I don't go on with them anymore.
That's what I do.
Another reason you're seeing me restricted, because I choose the media that took part in overturning my court case against Kyle. I'm boycotting them now.
Well, I know it's a very scary, regardless of what somebody thinks about you, and you're a popular guy, but we all have enemies. Regardless, let's just get names out of this. Do we want the precedent set where someone can be found guilty of defamation, of libel, of slander, and then you don't get unjust enrichment, so it's not even a big dollar number? That basically gets rid of the defamation laws, which in a way they've called Trump fascist for saying he wants stronger defamation laws. Quite frankly, even though I'm a, quote, media person and a firebrand, I want stronger ones because I'm ready to defend what I say. I'm sick of people saying I'm a, quote, racist with no damn evidence. I'm sick of it.
I agree with you. I agree completely. You know, look at what I've gone through. It's been 5 years of my life over that lie, and it continues on now because we had, you know, two judges that overturned a Minnesota jury, and they overturned it, breaking their own 76-year-old rule in the courtroom. I mean, what message does that send to me about my country and the shape that it's in when judges can sit out there and violate their own rules? You know, that's like, you know, in the game of golf, you have many rules, and you're a corrupt golfer if you do break the rule knowingly, and many of them, they rely only on you to do it. No one's going to catch you. So if you break them, you're a corrupt golfer. I feel the same way about judges who have rules in the courtroom, and then they arbitrarily break them as they see fit, depending on the case and who they want to win.
Exactly. And then what's the point of even playing the game of life if it is rigged? What's the point of playing golf if you're going to cheat?
Yeah, exactly.
Because aren't you really always just playing against yourself?
Your score is not authentic then.
Well, aren't you really just cheating yourself when you cheat like that?
Well, no, you're cheating the game too.
Yeah.
And cheating everybody else that plays it, you know. But truly, yeah, you're just, in golf, you're just cheating yourself. Unfortunately, judges, when they do that, they cheat masses at times, you know. It's not just a single solitary. So that part of the example I used would be wrong. When a judge does it, it can have implications that could affect us all.
They cheat humanity.
When you do it on a golf course, it only affects you.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And that's what people don't get about corruption, is that you're screwing yourself and everybody around you, and it ends up basically, I liken it to pissing in the pool or something, going to a community pool, and you think, oh, I'm pissing in the pool, I'm the only one. The truth is, you're ruining it for yourself as well, and it seems like it's immaturity. I mean, everybody knows that 6 or 7-year-olds will cheat at Uno or Monopoly, but once you're 10 years old, you stop cheating at cards. At least you should. And it seems like people are cheating more and more.
Well, I don't know. Again, getting back to Trump and all that, I'm sitting back to see what he does. You know, I won't judge him because when I ran for governor, people had to sit back and see what I did. And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for now. Absolutely. He's my president. He got elected. But I'm still going to gripe about the Electoral College because win, lose, or draw, I didn't care who won there. We must get rid of that system. It has to go.
Well, I mean, look, you say it's about horseback, and of course it was about horseback, but also some states didn't want other more populous states having control over them, so it was a way to put it.
That ain't the point. We're one country, so it should be simply who the most citizens in this country, who they want for president. It should have nothing to do with what state they come from.
Sure, let me put it to you this way, though. Look at why, until the 17th Amendment, we got 1913 with the Federal Reserve and the income tax by the very same, you know, Congress that did it. Before, House members were elected by the public democratically. You also elected your legislature, but to have a check and a balance, they would then elect the senator and send them so the state had a check on the federal government. We don't have that now. Would you be opposed to going back to senators being elected by the legislature?
No, I'd rather have them elected by the people. I want to be. I don't like anything where I don't directly participate in it.
Yeah. Well,
and that's my feelings. I believe that every elected position, whether you're a mayor, a city council member, whether you're a congressman, senator, president, or what have you, should be done
sure.
by the popular vote of he who gets the most votes wins.
Sure. Governor Ventura, this is not a pissing contest. I don't want to say you're wrong. I just want you to hear my point of view. And I'm not even saying I'm right. I'm having a real discussion. You started off with the Hitler parallels, which are very real. But you know Germany was a pure democracy in 1933, February, you know, whenever he got elected. And that Hitler used that system to get elected and then used it to take up the freedom. In a republic system, Hitler couldn't have done a lot of the things he did because there were checks and balances. Even though they claim Weimar was a republic, it was a purely democratic.
But Alex, there's checks and balances now by who you elect, and we have a government of checks and balances. If the president tries to do something, something crazy, the Congress should have a check and balance to stop him.
Well, they do.
Regardless of party. See, that's the problem.
Oh, I agree.
It's so partisan party now.
Well, we have to get rid of all these imperial areas where, like, senior senators and House members are committee heads and become their own potentates.
Exactly. You know, and I'm not against term limits. If Trump wants to impose term limits, I think it's...
Well, good luck getting that.
I've always been under the belief that no one should be able to serve any longer than we allow our president.
Sure. 8 years. So you agree with Trump on that? Well, then, I know you didn't want to get in the middle of it during the time, but Gary Johnson, God love him, his other guy started, his VP started campaigning for Hillary, for God's sakes. And so my point is, can't we just say Trump's better than Hillary?
I don't know.
Well, you don't think much of Trump, man. Did you read the WikiLeaks?
Alex, no, I can't do that. I can't do it until Donald governs.
Okay, so when you come back from Mexico in 6 months...
Promises. Well, I used to have an old buddy in powerlifting, my old training partner, and everybody talked about how much they were going to lift in the meet, and he'd always say to me, remember, champ, talk is cheap. They got to go out and lift it. Well, my point is now, I can't sit and say Trump's better than Hillary. I have to wait and see Trump govern. Then I'll make the decision on whether I thought he would be better. He would be better than Hillary or not.
Sure.
And you're talking to the true independent here. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I ended up voting for Dr. Stein.
No, I understand. Listen, I admire the fact that you've stayed neutral, and I've always stayed neutral. I don't want to say it's safer. It's scary to always be on the outside, but I see the globalists so mad at Trump and the corrupt Pope and the corrupt communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians, and everybody's saying he's bad and exaggerating all this race stuff and, you know, running around foaming at the mouth. And it's just like, you know what? You know what? They're scared of him. I'm going to get behind him. And then he's not fake in person. You know him better than I do. He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, no, I have no qualms against Donald. He's got a huge ego, but, you know, a lot of people do. I do, too. And, the greatest night I ever had was when we had dinner in New York. It was Donald, and I'm not sure if it was his wife now or someone before that. With Donald, you're not sure. But, and I don't care about that. That's his private business. It has nothing to do with me. But Donald had a lady friend, whomever it was, and it was me, Donald, and Woody Harrelson. And what an evening we had, because we went out to the press and told the press that Donald and I were getting behind Woody to make the run. So Donald's also got a great sense of humor.
No, I know. He loves to prank people.
We all did it that night. It was a fun night we had in New York. So, again, I can't sit and say Donald's better or worse than Hillary until I see Donald govern. It's unfair to ask me that. A year from now, Alex, we'll have the conversation.
What would you warn him to watch out for? I mean, I hear you when you say...
I would warn him to watch out. See, what bothered me the most was when he picked Pence.
Yeah, well...
Because when he did that,
Brevis.
That was like, wait a minute, that's the old Republican guard there. And now he's put Pence in charge of transition, which means that's what causes me to question, wait a minute, have they just usurped everything he talked about and now he's just going to be another freaking Republican?
Well, his argument is that they're going to do what he says.
Hopefully.
But in my experience, at least being a company owner, people that have been doing their own thing usually do their own thing.
Well, like I said, unfair to ask me right now, Alex. I want to give him a year. Let's give him a year in office. See, and I want to see who he appoints.
Well, I actually agree with that, because they're already trying to claim that, oh, he's not getting enough insiders in, so he's this big failure and he's in disarray when he's not. Or he goes to dinner without the press corps, and they say that he's broken protocol. Thank God he's breaking protocols. I don't want him to do that.
You know what? See, that's all the crap I don't even pay attention to. To me, that's the nonsense news, that's the National Enquirer news that our mainstream media now purports as being important to us, when it's not. I don't care when Donald goes to dinner. I don't care about any of those things. What I care about is what is our relationship going to be with Russia? How are we going to handle it? The reason I voted for Dr. Stein
Well, to be fair, we interviewed her, and I agree with two of those three. She said, look, if you don't vote for me, vote for Trump, because Hillary wants World War III. I mean, anybody who was honest said Trump was better just because of that.
Well, I don't know any of those quotes. I didn't hear the show or anything like that. That also worries me, though. Trump's supposedly going to put a guy in charge of the EPA that doesn't think we're polluting at all.
Jesse, this is where the rubber... we're going to break one more segment with you. I'm going to talk about your book in the final segment, but just let me throw this at you. I get that humans are doing GMO and toxic waste dumping and real problems. A carbon tax is on carbon dioxide that the plants breathe. It only shuts off our power plants, Governor.
The thing is, though, here's the deal, Alex. It's this simple. Scientific fact, undisputable, can't be denied. The more carbon there is in the air, the higher the temperatures will be. And right now, the atmosphere has the most carbon in the air that has ever been recorded. Now, a lot of that comes from the Earth itself, but certainly a lot of it is mass-produced by us. So, you know, to me, it's an important thing.
Well, let's talk about when we come back. But you said something key.
Oils and old energy.
I hear you.
Human beings, it's time for us to go,
we gotta go to break.
Beyond oil and leave oil be.
All right, we're on a break. Here we go.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm during the break talking to this guy. And somehow he's still playing golf in Minnesota because he normally couldn't years ago, so it must be getting warmer. We go through all sorts of cycles. My point is, what they're offering as a solution to an unclear problem is a global government and a global carbon tax. That's my problem with the issue. You have a comment back, Governor, if you want, but you were telling me some big breaking news on the dream ticket in 2020 that you say you think is unbeatable. Tell us about that.
I'll tell you, it just came to me today doing another show earlier. They said that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, has stated that he may go for president in 2020. Now, this guy just got named sexiest man in the world. I mean, that alone could probably get him elected. Now, I put the word out immediately. I know Dwayne. I said, you tell Dwayne if he runs as an independent that I will gladly run with him. Can you imagine the world of pro wrestling takes over the country?
It sounds about right, but would you let him be president? You'd be VP?
Absolutely. No problem.
So I think it's fair to say this is a big show here. This just was brought up earlier. You're kind of breaking this here.
Well, you know, Dwayne, I haven't talked to Dwayne at all, but that's what the other show said. The Rock came out and said that he's contemplating running in 2020. And I immediately said, you tell Dwayne, because I've known Dwayne. I actually wrestled his father, Rocky Johnson. And I said, you tell Dwayne, I said, if he runs independent, I'll join him. And between us, how would we be defeated when you got two wrestlers?
You know, I like him personally, even though I like him personally, and that's why I believe the statistics when I've seen a few times that he's one of the most likable people in the world. When they do studies, people say that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's like probably the most likable person in the world.
Maybe, I don't know, but the way our elections go now, it's more about star power than it is about anything else. And like I said, I'd jump on board with him and I'd give him the credibility because I've governed at both
the way,
federal level and at the state level.
It came out in WikiLeaks that you were being looked at as Trump's VP, so see, you should have talked to him.
Well, I'm sure that came because early on, remember when I said if Trump really wanted to kick off the Republicans, he'd tell them he wanted me, the ultimate independent, to be his VP? So I maybe initiated that, and the Democrats must have taken it seriously.
Well, I mean, my deal is, if he has a Bannon that's super anti-globalist and an insider that can help him get stuff done in government like a Priebus, I get it. But when you start talking about Bolton, who's Mr. World War III, that just doesn't fit with Trump not wanting to have war with Russia. It just doesn't fit.
Well, I hope not. Like I said, I want to talk to Putin. I want us to become friends with Russia. This is long enough, Alex. I'm 65 now, and they've been our enemies my entire life.
Well, that's been done by...
Isn't that long enough?
Sure, that's been done on purpose. But look, I want to be friends with China. Great people. The communist Chinese are doing horrible things to their folks. I'm not against communist China because they're Asian. I'm against it because they're corrupt and out of control.
Sure.
And I want peace.
Let's do one at a time. How about Russia first, and then we'll worry about China?
No, I agree. They say China will basically, if the U.S. and Russia linked up, that would create incredible stability globally. Russia and the United States would control the entire Northern Hemisphere just geographically, and it would be just a great way to cut spending on defense and secure things.
I would, and always remember the deal we made with Russia.
Which we broke.
Yeah, remember George H.W. told Gorbachev if he broke up the Soviet Union that we would never put troops on the Russian border.
Which we've been doing for 10 years.
We've been doing it since Clinton, longer than 10 years.
But it's been escalating. It's been escalating.
Yeah, and we've been escalating it ever since Clinton. So we're violating a very agreement we had in Russia, and then we blame Putin because he does things.
But Jesse, we're all Russian agents. We're all Russian agents. Don't forget that. Hey, thanks for coming on. We'll have you back on as soon as you get back from Mexico. So
yeah, thanks, Alex. And like I said, please, I encourage people to read my marijuana book so they can get educated on, and learn the truth about marijuana because we've been lied to again.
Well, sure, just the medical stuff's amazing. Marijuana Manifesto, thank you. Fourth hour.
So is the euphoric stuff, Alex.
Thank you, Governor. We'll be right back at the fourth hour. Stay with us, Infowars.com/show. Spread that link for censoring us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.